Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and the MLB News and Notes conversation continues this weekend with our very own Andy Pondillo. And let's transition right now. Andy, let's talk about some of the early season views, specifically in the AL West, because it truly is survival of the fittest, the toughest division hands down. And I really believe 90 wins in the AL West is like 95 wins in another division. Would you agree?
Yes, every win's going to count just a little bit more in the American League West when every team really looks like they could be competitive this year. It doesn't mean everybody's going to win. It doesn't mean that their season's going to be successful. And when you have five teams that could win more than 75 games, that means they're going to beat up on each other throughout the year. That means even if you're a division winner, there may be one team that you just struggle with. There's always that team that somebody struggles with throughout the season for whatever reason. When you play that team 18, 19 games a year, then all of a sudden it could become a very big problem for a team trying to get into postseason play. I think it's going to be good for the opponents here, for an Angels, for a Mariners, teams that think they can make it to the playoffs, think they can make a playoff run. This will test how good they really are getting through the regular season.
You know, Andy, when we have you on the show, we're always leading off and talking about the Houston Astros, but I want to talk about the Mariners because I really believe that they are serious World Series contenders, and I like some of their savvy moves that they've made with Cruz.
Yes, I really like this team because there's really no hole on it as it seems right now. Maybe their offense isn't a number one, a number two offense, but it's good enough with that pitching staff to where you have what I think may be one of the best arms in baseball, Taijuan Walker, just competing to be on their rotation. You have a guy, Felix Hernandez, the best pitcher in all of the American League. This team is poised to make a World Series run right now on paper. Now, on paper is always different than what actually happens on the field, but I would say the Mariners, in terms of roster foundation, may have the best foundation for the next 3 to 4 years in that division. The Angels, they got to try and do it right now because these contracts are going to start to get worse and worse. And then they're also banking on some pitchers that, you know, maybe pitched a little bit above their head last season. I like the Mariners to not only win this division, but also to make a run deep into postseason play.
You talk about the Mariners having that strong foundation. What about in terms of the depth that they have?
Well, they have great young talent, and that's what happens when you lose year after year after year. You know, Seattle fans, they've definitely struggled through some rough times. I mean, it's been since 2001 since we've seen the Mariners make postseason play, and there's been guys brought in that have failed. We remember Richie Sexton. It just did not work out over there.
Right,
so they go out and get Cano, and they did it at the right time when they got Cano last year. When his team was starting to turn a corner, they paid King Felix. You have two superstars, one offensively, one on the pitcher's mound, and then you fill the rest of the roster with great young players and a few veterans at that. Nelson Cruz, Jay Happ come in. You know, Happ, a guy that can be at the bottom of your rotation, give you at least quality innings. I don't know how long he lasts there, if he ends up in the bullpen or not, but he's at least something to add depth to the rotation. Nelson Cruz, a power hitter, and then batting behind Nelson will be Kyle Seager, who is the new $100 million guy for the Seattle Mariners, a third baseman who hits for power. He plays the position well. They have a strong future in the middle of that order, not to mention Austin Jackson coming over from the Tigers last year, a down season, but he offers some depth for that lineup. The biggest challenge for the Mariners going forward is going to be to identify the proper one and two hitters. If they can do that, their lineup is as formidable as any in the American League.
Andy Pondillo joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're talking about the Mariners right now, and Nelson Cruz, the addition of him, he, of course, is coming off a monster year, led the league in home runs. Got to ask you this, Pondillo, how much does he have left in his tank?
I think he's going to be fine with them. He's a very consistent guy. He has some weight on his shoulders. I mean, he's a big guy, so big guys tend to break down a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put him in that designated hitter role, I think that he can last quite a while over there, and he can continue to hit his high 20s, mid-30s types of home run power. And now he has protection in the lineup. It is a pitcher's park, so you may see his numbers decline a little bit in terms of the home runs, but I would imagine he puts up a solid year. I don't know if it's going to be as good as last year, a career season for him, but batting that lineup, everybody should do a little better in the middle of that order when you have a Cano, Cruz, and Seager, a 3-4-5. Every team would love to have that.
I think you bring up a great point because Cruz's presence in that lineup, I mean, it really does bring a lot, doesn't it?
It's going to help Robinson Cano more than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You put him behind Cano. All of a sudden, he had Seager last year, who's a formidable guy in the middle of the order, but he was also a young hitter, and they're more likely to pitch around Cano to face a young hitter, and he did some damage batting back there in the order. But now, Jim Nelson Cruz, a proven veteran, these pitchers are going to think twice before they just want to walk Cano with a base empty. They're going to have to challenge him a little more, because you're not going to want to load those bases up for Nelson Cruz, a guy that can hit a ball, elevate it, and at least get a sacrifice fly when there's a runner at third. So I think that Robinson Cano is going to benefit greatly. I don't know if he's going to get to the power that he hit with the Yankees. I think a lot of his home runs were promoted by that short right field porch, but I believe Robinson Cano is going to benefit and put up an MVP-type caliber season for them.
We are zeroing in on the AL West as we talk some MLB this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Always love for you to connect with us online at eRadio Sports, and also an open invitation for everyone to check out some of Andy Pondillo's work online. Does some great stuff.
Yes, commentoushill.com. The podcast is called Astro Chat.
Okay, so who is your favorite in the AL West?
Well, the Mariners are my favorite right now. I do believe that's not a knock on the other opponents, though. The Angels, definitely the best team last year in all of the American League and all of Major League Baseball in the regular season. They bring together a very nice unit. I'm concerned if Garrett Richards and these pitchers, Skaggs, if they can continue to do what they did last year. I don't know. They had a lot of starting pitching that felt like it came out of nowhere last season. I think that it should be a solid unit regardless. It should be a top-of-the-pack rotation, but I don't know if it will be as good. And when you look at their lineup, will it be as good as last year when Pujols is getting old? We have Josh Hamilton going in for another surgery on his shoulder now, probably not going to be ready for the start of the season. So I wonder about that offense and its age, its lack of consistency, being able to field a normal lineup with all the injuries. We do know they have Mike Trout. We do know he can put up another MVP caliber season. Angels went over probably 88 to 93 games, and that should get them in a playoff position. I don't know how deep they get in the postseason play. Then you get to the bottom of the division, Rangers, Astros, A's. These teams are all interchangeable. All of them have some plus sides. All of them have some minuses, and the A's definitely subtracted a lot from their roster. Yet, on paper, they still look like the type of team that could compete. The Astros added a lot, and the Rangers bolstered that rotation, getting Gallardo in a trade from the Brewers. You have Yu Darvish, you have Gallardo. You have a very strong 1-2 punch there, along with a deep rotation now that goes 1-2-3 with Derek Holland. So the Rangers could come back. Will Prince Fielder be what Prince Fielder used to be? That's probably going to be the biggest question for them to compete.
Well, here we are in February, the first Friday night in February, and spring training. It is rapidly approaching. We've been breaking it all down with Andy Pondillo, our very own from Yahoo Sports Radio. Andy, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night, and we'll catch up with you here in the next few weeks.
No problem. Always a pleasure to talk some baseball.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight. You stay close right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and join us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports.